Welcome to Twits for the week of January 16th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today, we're covering corporate income tax developments in Detroit and Pennsylvania and a property tax decision from a Connecticut Superior Court. Recently, a City of Detroit income tax dispute came before the Michigan Court of Appeals for the third time. In sum, the appeals court reversed the tax tribunal and its own prior conclusion and held that a passive holding company formed to hold an investment had nexus with the City of Detroit. The appeals court also rejected the tribunal's conclusion that even if there was nexus, the taxpayer nevertheless had no income apportioned to Detroit because each of the numerators of the three-factor apportionment formula was zero. In the court's view, an alternative apportionment method should be utilized, and the case was remanded for further non-summary disposition proceedings to address the appropriate method. In Corporation Tax Bulletin 2024-01, the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue addressed the new sourcing rules that first applied for tax years beginning on or after December 31, 2022. Under prior law, specific sourcing rules applied to receipts from sales of services and receipts from sales of tangible personal property. All other receipts were sourced under the statutory income-producing activity test. In 2022, legislation was enacted that adopted comprehensive customer-based sourcing rules for a number of other types of receipts. The 8-page bulletin provides guidance and examples for each category of receipts enumerated in the statute. Finally, a Connecticut Superior Court concluded that a solar power company was not entitled to a property tax exemption for certain personal property used to generate solar electricity. The court, looking to the sales tax law, held that the taxpayer was not entitled to the exemption because the generation of electricity is not manufacturing for sales tax or property tax purposes. Thank you for listening to Twits this week, and stay well.